Welcome to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Greg Tucker, and this is brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. And with me, once again, is Catherine Collinson, who is the president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Who doesn't dream of travel in retirement? Of course, retirement, the idea of retirement means something different to everybody, but usually travel is a big part of that. And you took a look at this, Catherine, and I think what you found was is really quite interesting.
Well, it is. And of course, what's not a surprise is most Americans do dream of traveling in retirement. The big surprise is how few people are actually doing anything to plan and save for it.
Now, let's dig into this. If you are saving for retirement, you're usually thinking about maintaining a similar standard or quality of life that you enjoyed in your working life. But you're telling us that may not be enough. The dream may never become reality because they're not saving enough for travel.
Yeah, we found that fewer than one in five have specifically factored travel costs as part of their retirement strategy. And we even talked to retirees. And of those who had regrets, more than half said they wish they would have saved more.
So let's cut to the chase. What should people be thinking about or doing to realize the dream, so they're not disappointed when they finally get to that golden period in their lives, when they've got the leisure to do the things that they've always wanted to do?
Well, as part of creating a retirement savings plan and envisioning retirement, is think about the type of travel you'd like to do and save and budget accordingly. And that's a very personal thing. We all have different visions of retirement. For some, it's loading the grandkids up in the family station wagon and hitting the national parks. For others, it's a world cruise. But whatever it is, think about it so that it is part of your financial savings plan for retirement.
Catherine, you teamed up with the Global Coalition on Aging, and some really interesting insights came from that. Could you share a couple of those real quickly?
We found that people who travel actually have a brighter outlook on life than those who don't travel. And we learned some things about our travelers. They exercise more, they come home rested, energized, even less stressed out than before they went on a trip or on vacation, especially leisure travel. Business travel, whole different story.
I was going to say they must have been going business class or fast track because you don't think of going through those airports as a stress-free experience.
Especially on a business trip. But when it comes to leisure travel, people generally come home energized, batteries recharged, feeling better, which leads to a connection between travel and active living and healthy aging.
Great. Well, the message is, again, think about those things, get real, not just dream, and factor in the cost of the sort of retirement that you envision. Great stuff. Always interesting. Catherine, thank you. We want to hear from you, so please send your comments, your suggestions, your questions to clearpath@wypr.org. I'm Greg Tucker for WYPR, your NPR news station.